Again from me, André Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. 3 decades ago, a young South African pastor's mindset was radically shifted during a visit to Paula Paula Township in Tokoza, Alberton, where he saw young children lying on the ground passed out as a result of malnutrition. In an interview with Gateway News, Pastor Bert Pretorius, who was starting out in ministry at the time, said, "I just went home and started cooking pap on the stove. By 3 a.m. I realized I couldn't make enough pap to feed 800 kids, but I just took what I had, and that's where it started." In the past 2 years, Pretorius, who today leads 3C Church, a multiracial, multi-site church with more than 30,000 members in the city of Tshwane and churches in other cities and the United States, has overseen the distribution of more than 200 million rands worth of food to destitute families throughout South Africa, and they are currently preparing to hand out another 100 million rands worth of food relief. "It's been quite a journey, and still is. We haven't arrived. We are still learning on a yearly basis how to minister," he said. In the interview, Pretorius shares scriptures and revelations from God which have shaped his journey. The 11th of June deadline set by the Constitutional Court for Parliament to change our electoral laws to allow for South Africans who are not members of any political party to run for public office is approaching. With this date in mind, a large cohort of civil society organizations met last Friday to discuss a collective approach to the electoral bill currently before Parliament. They agreed that Parliament has not met its obligations as set out by the Constitutional Court, and that the proposed bill in its current form is unconstitutional. They also agreed that the 2024 elections must be conducted under a new electoral system, and that there can be no postponement of elections or an election conducted under unconstitutional legislation. All of the organizations expressed concern about the lack of meaningful public participation due to Parliament's hurried process to produce the bill. Some of the organizations are exploring legal options. The groups also agreed to a number of negotiables and non-negotiables regarding changing the electoral system. Other headlines this week include: Nigeria's Methodist leader says huge ransom paid for his release. Terry prays through cramps to break sit-ups world record. And exploring the Queen's faith through her own words. You can read these stories and more on our news website at gatewaynews.co.za, or you can get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.